every day at this time, we travel the city. We get the Hood Hangout. It's our turn to speak to the residents of Cape Town, in the many, many communities of the city. Sometimes they'll share what's happening in the area. Sometimes it's a little skinner, a little gossip. On other occasions, we're asking ordinary Capetonians, from the Adley Street flower sellers to fishmongers to parents to coffee roasters, baristas, to the local CPF chairperson, the chaplain, the dwermani, the rabbi, and the imam. Just what is their take on the big news story event of the day? We do this every day at around about 5 minutes to 8 o'clock. This time, Pumlani Malinga, all the way from Cork Bay. How are you doing, Pumlani? I hope you're well.
I'm very well, thank you, Lester. How are you?
Very good. What's happening in Cork Bay today?
Well, the sun is shining in Cork Bay. That means everyone is out exercising or swimming in the tidal pool. So, yes, it feels like summer more than it does spring.
Are you one of those polar bears? Are you one of those people who go to Dalebrook on a misty Wednesday, idle Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning and, you know, go spend some time with the other polar bears?
Oh, well, at 7 o'clock, it's too late, Lester. Everyone has to get there before then, before the sun rises. But the sun rises while you're sitting in the ocean.
but what's the skinny there in Cork Bay at the moment? What's happening?
Well, I'll tell you something that's interesting. So I've lived in Cork Bay for 4 years, and every time I walk out anywhere, somebody says to me, oh, have you seen this thing happening at Olympia Cafe? And it turns out that once in a while, the Olympia Cafe has those amazing musicians, mm-hmm. and it used to be jazz musicians coming to perform. So at the back of the Olympia, so you know the Olympia Cafe is mm-hmm. the Olympia Cafe, the restaurant, and the bakery. And at the back where the bakery is, they actually put up chairs, and there's a stage, and jazz musicians perform. And it was just so wonderful that people from Stellenbosch were actually telling me this, that you must go to this. We went to Cork Bay, we watched this amazing performance by an artist. And I thought, well, I'll go and see. And I saw that Nick Rabinovitz and Friends is going to be there on the 17th of September. So I thought, well, finally, now I know beforehand what's happening, and I'll definitely go and watch it.
is Olympia Bakery still good? I'm now on the opposite side of the city, but I used to be quite regularly, when I lived in town, and I lived in Woodstock, it wasn't too much of an effort to drive through to Cork Bay. I now live in Tableview, so it's now doubly so. And I regularly popped in at Olympia. Are they still so good?
It is very good. I did an unofficial survey of the best chocolate croissants in the Hood, and Olympia Cafe and Bakery, they're one by far. But yes, it is still very good. It is still worth the trek all the way into our Hood.
Well, then I'll come around and we can share a cup of coffee and chocolate croissant. Pumlani Malinga, resident of Cork Bay, if you want to be our Hood Hangout every morning, just before 8 o'clock, we call you, you give us the skinner, you give us the gossip, or you can tell us what shows are happening, where the best flower sellers are, or you can simply give us an opinion on the news or a major event that's happening in and around your world. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.